Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside.
A Chicago brings us back.
I'm so happy.
One of the great bands of all time. If you ever get a chance to see them in action, live and the performance, do it. You will thank me later. I promise you, they put on a major show, and they're not spring chickens anymore either. These guys are up there, but they still knock it out. And I saw them probably 4 years ago, and I'd go back and do it again. So anyway, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And it's just you and me. I want to wrap up a little bit on some of the stuff we've been talking about. We did in the previous hour we had a great visit with Steve Del Bianco, one of the great defenders of your rights online as a executive director of netchoice.org. netchoice.org. I encourage you to check them out. Steve is just, I can't even imagine where ICANN would be right now, where internet governance would be right now, had he and his cohorts who tried to make some lemonade out of what President Obama gave them in the form of cutting loose, just giving away the last vestige of America's control over the internet, our stewardship, our honest stewardship of the internet. President Obama just gave it away. And if it hadn't been for people like Steve and others who made sure that it didn't fall in the hands of governments, it might have. And I'm still worried about it. But anyway. Steve is working hard on a number of issues, privacy issues, and internet governance, encryption, sales tax, remote sales tax. And then we just had Joe Marone, an attorney, on talking about how these issues are affecting your lives personally. When you're online, folks, when you're using your phone, when you open up a new app, when you download a new app, what's one of the things that it does? It says you give us permission to have access to your location and to your, you know, to all the things. I mean, you give up. Every day you give up stuff about what you're doing and about yourself, and it's just so easy, and it seems so innocuous. It seems so innocuous, and it seems so it's just not dangerous. It seems simple, and it's handy, right? The stuff we get back in exchange for giving all that up is handy. We like it. I love my apps. I've got several of them. I love them. I admit it. But folks, we don't need to be doing these things without being aware of what we're giving up. We're giving up privacy. We're giving up things about running our lives. And I worry that one day we're going to be well, folks, you know, books have been written about this, 1984 and others. I'm working on a book right now. My next book is going to be some elements of all this in that book. The things that the digital world is creating is encroaching on us as individuals, and the potential for other entities to know everything there is to know about you, and to therefore use it to not your advantage, to your disadvantage, is there. I'm not a prepper. I'm not nothing against those folks, but I'm not a conspiratorialist. I'm just saying that if you give up your privacy, if you allow other entities to encroach into your lives, if you trade convenience for laying your world out to everybody out there, that's your business. But just know that you're doing that. Please be aware that this is what you're doing. I will tell you, sometimes I look at an app, and I don't really know who these people are as much. I think they're fine. There's plenty of reviews. People are using it. But then I get to the point where it says you agree to let them, you know, into your life. And that's when I stop. I have stopped. I've said, no, you know what? I don't have to have that. I don't want those people added to the other people who know everything about me, so to speak. And I back out, and I don't go further. I'd like to think that I'm being prudent. I'd like to think I'm being judicious. I'd like to think I'm being smart in who I let connect to me. Maybe I'm fooling myself. I don't know. But at least I'm aware of what's going on, and I want you to think about that. Please just be aware that there are wars being fought on your behalf right now and about you, around you, by big players right now in the cloud. And they're being fought, and not always in your favor. Not always so that you'll wind up winning. They will win, but you and I will become collateral damage. Those are being fought. Please start paying a little more attention to those things. Keep up with them a little bit more. If you listen to the show, I'll help you with that. 29 after. See.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.